Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Jackson Dart thing. So, I mean, of course, we had heard yesterday and then the Shane's kid.
Carson Shane. Get that kid on the phone now. I want to talk to that kid. So, that kid's got inside information, man.
Right. Well, of course, Carson Shane put out the Jackson Dart thing. So I was prepared for it, that they liked him. And I was also prepared for it to be a smokescreen, too. But so it wasn't all that surprising that they ended up with him. But now I'm thinking, like you look at these teams that, so they got duped by the Rams because people were saying McVay loves Dart. Well, Connor Hughes came out and said there was no way in hell that the Rams were taking Jackson Dart, according to his league sources. And, oh, by the way, you know, they ended up trading out of their pick as well. So then you look at all of these other situations here. All right, so the Falcons traded up, fine. Then you got the Ravens not taking a quarterback, Lions not taking a quarterback, Commanders not taking a quarterback, Bills not taking a quarterback.
That doesn't mean that they wouldn't. That doesn't mean that they wouldn't be trading up with the Browns. Who I thought, you know, I thought the Browns actually finally did a smart thing, because you remember when the season was over and Myles Garrett was unhappy, and I always tell you that the Browns should trade Myles Garrett, get more assets back, start rebuilding this team.
Yeah.
And instead of trading Myles Garrett, they essentially traded Travis Hunter to the Jags. And they're going to rebuild their team through the draft by acquiring more draft picks and getting the first round pick from the Jags next year.
Yeah.
I mean, all of this stuff, I think if you have designs on a quarterback in the future, maybe that quarterback in the future, let's say, is Arch Manning.
Mm-hmm.
And he may not come out next year. I was with Peyton yesterday, and I asked him, how's Arch doing? He goes, he loves Texas. Everything's great. I said, is it coming out next year? He goes, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. He really didn't know. I mean, as a matter of fact, he said he's really enjoying his time there, and maybe he wants to do what Uncle Peyton and Uncle Eli did and stay in college and enjoy your college time before you have to step into this madness that is called the NFL. But anyway, I thought the Browns did the right thing last night. They traded a premium player to the Jags who had basically wanted him, and that GM down there in Jacksonville was just, you know, pining for a trade. He wanted a trade. He wanted to get Travis Hunter. And then the Browns come away with Mason Graham, who I thought was, you know, another can't-miss, terrific player for the defensive line of the Browns, and then they added more assets. So finally, I felt like the Browns got it right.
Yeah, good for them. They'll still suck for the next 30 years.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm just tired of them. Why are we even focusing on the Cleveland Browns right now? Well, they never do anything right.
Because you know why? Because that was a huge trade. That's
don't
why.
Care.
That's why.
Don't I'm, care. They suck. They always suck. They never do anything. They're a bunch of losers. Franchise are worse than the two teams here, for God's sakes. Wasted our breath on the goddamn Cleveland Browns.
Well, it was a big trade last night. You have to admit that.
Okay. Well, you know, the bigger trade was the Jackson Dart one, who's pudgy and from Utah, and claps. He's a pudgy Utah clapper. That's what we got.
Okay.
That's what we got here. Use the pudgy. What do you mean? We already did use the pudgy.
Yeah, but don't, you know, I didn't get to you early enough. I was running a little bit late this morning.
Well, yeah, but you were the one who forced it out of me the other day. Yeah, okay.
All right, well, I just didn't get here.
I said enough. I didn't say I wanted to say it. You're the one who said it. You want me to say it?
No, I don't want you to say it.
But you, yesterday, I said I wasn't going to say it. And then you said, I'll say it, and you went out and said it.
Right, but then I said, I'll say it because that was part of something that you could say. It wasn't something that you couldn't say. You weren't told you couldn't say it.
Well, I said
that you were mixing up what you thought you could say and you couldn't say. And this is in regards to Phil's notes.
Right. But there was one player that he gave you the notes. He said, don't say this. And it wasn't that guy.
And it wasn't that.
Right.
That's why I said what I said.
But I still didn't want to say it. I still, you go back, you could play the tape.
I know. And I can't get mad at me.
Can't get mad at me with that one.
Dude, I'm not mad at you.
Listen, the pudgy's already out there. So it's already out there.
Shut your ass up.
It's already out there. It's in the universe. It's the FAN posted it.
Oh my gosh.
It's all out there. It's already happened.
Pudgy's been born
into the world.
I just wanted to lay off the pudgy because I did get a phone call yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, and he said, he looked at my notes and used the word pudgy. I said, well, pudgy's a funny word. And Gio likes funny words. And Gio likes to use those words over and over again.
You were in here when he did the same thing. You were here, too.
No, I know that. I understand that.
You two guys trying to pin this on me is
hilarious. No. I told him. I said I was the one that A-OK'd the use of the word because that wasn't on the list that you said that we couldn't say on your notes.
Oh, by the way, cat's out of the bag spot. Pudgy's out into the universe.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Verse.
Tomato, banana, papaya, apple, grape, wild blueberry. Oh my gosh.
Can't take it
so
back now.
So I had to explain it to him yesterday.
Yeah.
And I had to take the brunt of of the heat.
All right.
I absorbed the heat for you.
For me, it wasn't my decision. What are you talking about?
That's what I told him. He thought
it was. You just said you absorbed the heat for me. The heat shouldn't be on me. I was trying to protect him. You didn't care.
I'm just telling you what I had to deal with yesterday.
Okay.
And I protected you yesterday. I took the slings and arrows because I said it was me who brought the word up. Because I knew that was on the scouting report
All right.
That we were told.
He never said not to say that. Right.
I think he forgot that and got that mixed up with something else.
That is true. Yes.
So all I'm saying is that, yes, I said I brought it up. It was my fault. Because he said he'd tell that little meatball next to you to stop using that word.
Oh, that's great. I love that guy.
He may call in this morning, Al, if he has something to get off his chest.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
All right.
Yeah.
Y'all be on the lookout for Phil Sims.
Yeah, either that or you may want to text him and say, you got something you want to get off your chest.
Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Now he's a Giant. So now all we're going to hear is how great Jackson Dart is. Come on. You know that. I know that. Whatever he really feels about him will be out the window. I don't know. This is just another example, one of these things. It's just these guys that get overrated, quarterback needy teams. It's just over and over and over and over again. I mean, it's like if you go back to the beginning of this draft and the evaluation, you're like, I don't think Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders are top 10 picks. Okay.
That's what I said, right. Especially compared to last year's picks.
Okay, so if they're not top 10 picks, at that point of the evaluation, where the F was Jackson Dart? Nowhere to be found. I'll answer it for you. But then all of a sudden, we need a quarterback because we won some stupid-ass game against the Indianapolis Colts. So let's trade back in and get this guy.
You know what?
and then is a system quarterback in Lane Kiffin's offense and has no idea what the hell he's doing unless he's looking to the sideline for the coach to give him the play.
All right, well, that's going to have to change, and there's no...
Josh Allen, by the way. It's Josh Allen comparisons. You were gonna
I understand.
Not
that.
Josh
that's just,
Allen.
That's just physical. I'm just saying that it's he doesn't have to play right away. This is why you have Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston here. He can sit and do some mop-up duty, whatever it may be, however they decide to use him. But there's no pressure to throw him in there right now. And this is Brian Daboll's, you know, it's his quarterback. This is the guy that he decided out of this draft that they wanted if they couldn't get Cam Ward. So I'm not going to bitch and complain about that because it's one piece of the puzzle. The Giants should have a better defense. There's still some more draft picks to make over the next two days.
It's the most important piece of the puzzle.
You know what? It's okay.
Listen, I know we all want to sit here and couch this thing because he may end up being good, but I'm sorry. I will take the you were wrong all day long. I just think it was stupid. Just like I sat here and I thought that the Vikings taking J.J. McCarthy was stupid. So if anybody sits here and is like, oh, you know, you're hating on the Giants. No, I think what my team did was stupid. I can't stand that little kid. And I don't think he's going to stink.
Well, the thing is that you do have a very strong opinion, which I appreciate, which is what you're supposed
and
to
I
have.
And I may be here. Wrong about it. But I'm not going to sit here and couch every goddamn statement. We'll see what happens. No, this is stupid. And if it works out, it works out. My opinion was stupid.
The guy's going to suck in the NFL.
Make it two guys.
Is. He doesn't have it. I'm just telling you right now, you can smell it.
Same high school as Zach Wilson. And we're sending him to get another one of these kids to New Jersey to save a New York football franchise.
And by the way, the kid is not 21.
Oh,
you
got
to remember, he's 26.
No, he's not 26. Tyler Shuck was 26.
Oh, how old is this kid? 23?
I don't even
21, I think.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah,
oh, God. Oh, God.
He's 21.
Oh, God.
He's going to be 22 next month, if that
there
helps.
There you go.
It also says here he's pudgy.
Stop.
Wikipedia. I don't know if it's just a Wikipedia. Anybody can put that up.